If you could trade one steer for two, and you did that over and over, you could build quite a herd. That's what this man did in order to build one of the largest ranches in Montana. You can still visit the ranch and see the legacy. The story is this edition of The American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete, to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Near Deer Lodge, Montana, you can find the legacy of one of the earliest and biggest ranches in the area.
Johnny Grant came here in 1862 with a herd of cattle that he had acquired down at Fort Hall in Pocatello, Idaho, and he built his home and his trading post here in 1862.
Chris Ford is curator at Grant Coors Ranch, National Historic Site, and she says Johnny Grant saw many pioneers passing through the area of Fort Hall near Pocatello, Idaho. They often had cattle with them, and those cattle were showing the wear of a long journey.
And the cattle were very trail-worn at that point, so he would trade one of his healthy animals for two or three of their trail-worn cattle, and then put them out on the free grass and water of the day, heal them and fatten them up, and then trade one for another two or three.
And once he made trades for more cattle at Fort Hall, he moved them north to this valley.
He was aware of this valley. It was very well suited for grazing. The mountain ranges of the Continental Divide run down both sides, and that catches the snow in the wintertime, leaving the grass open and available for cattle to graze on.
But Grant spent relatively little time here because of something else taking place.
The gold rush was going on and brought in folks that he didn't care for. He was afraid for his young sons growing up next to ruffians, and he sells out to Conrad Coors in 1867.
Conrad Coors did not come here initially for the cattle, though.
He's a German immigrant, and just like everybody else, he's going to make a million mining. He soon realizes that that's not so, and he begins work as a butcher.
Coors owned butcher shops around the mining camps of Montana. He used that money to buy his ranch from Grant, about 1,500 acres and 2,000 head of cattle. The rest of the story of this ranch is next time as we travel the countryside in Deer Lodge, Montana. I'm Andrew McCrae.